It's exciting, it's dynamic, it's real, and it can happen to you. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hi, I'd like to know, could you tell me, what is Eddie Phillips' air name?
Eddie Phillips' air name?
Yeah.
Ed Phillips.
Ed Phillips is his air name.
Right.
Okay, that was all I wanted to know.
All you wanted to know. You listen to Ed Phillips much?
Yeah, he's an ex-partner of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he do?
We went to school together.
Oh, are you blind too?
Yeah.
Far out. So, how long have you known Ed?
Oh, ever since 1962.
Yeah, are you into radio?
No, I'm getting ready to go into broadcasting as of January 1st.
A lot of people think it's amazing, but Ed Phillips is blind. He comes in here and he does everything. Disc jockeys especially are amazed at that.
Well, he was a very agile person all doing school and everything, you know.
Are you agile?
Of course.
Well, that's good to hear. I hope you have a good night and a good career.
Okay, take it easy.
All right, this is Wacky. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who's on the line?
Joanne,
what part of town are you calling from, Joanne?
Bardstown.
Bardstown. You're calling from Bardstown, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Is that the home of my old Kentucky home?
Yeah.
Can you sing a few bars?
Pardon?
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. You know any Stephen Foster songs?
No, not really.
You should have them. You should have them down. You should have them memorized. I thought in Bardstown that's the only thing they taught the kids in school when they had singing class.
Yeah, I don't really come from here, though.
Oh, where are you from?
From England.
England?
Yeah.
Wow, how long have you been over here?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. How old are you?
17.
She was just 17. You remember that group?
Yeah.
They're from England, too. What's England like? How are England and the United States different?
Oh, gosh, they're way different.
Well, like how?
Like, let's see. The way of living's a lot different. It's, you know, it's much, I don't know. I like America a lot, but it's, you know.
It's not home.
Well, no, it seems like I was really born over here, but, like, I lived all my life over in England. So, you know, I'm used to their customs and everything.
So are your parents Americans or British citizens?
My mom's a British citizen and my dad's American.
So that makes you an American citizen if you want to be. Amazing. Wow. So why are you over in this country now?
Because my mom wanted to bring my grandmother back here to see America before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She passed on or anything like that, and my dad wanted to see his grandma and all that, and we wanted to come back to the States.
Well, that is truly amazing. Do you know the song England Swings?
Pardon?
England Swings by Roger Miller.
No.
You don't know that song?
No.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Isn't that a great song?
Yeah, it is.
I wish I had the song by Roger Miller because he can sing it. He can really sing, not as good as I can, but he's got music behind him. He's got guitars and strings. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like most about America?
There's a lot of opportunities over here. That there ain't it over in England, really. But I like the way of life over here, I guess. You know, it's...
Well, it looks like from the news that you got out of England just in time, the way their money's going.
Yeah, really.
Really?
Everyone over there says it's really bad now.
I can understand that. It does sound pretty bad. Well, I hope you find true happiness in America.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Well, thank you.
583-8803-589-WACKY. Talking about anything. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
What's the topic?
Anything. Anything you
want. Huh?
Right. Would you like me to tell you something good to talk about?
Yeah, tell me something good to talk
in
about.
In Cedar Lake, Indiana, in the school, now you've probably experienced the same thing. The kids are going to the library, getting out the great big unabridged dictionary, the great big thick one. Looking up all the dirty words, and the school board wants to take the dictionary out of the library.
Wants to take the dictionary out of the library?
Yes, that particular model.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's ignorant.
There's words in the dictionary that we can't say on this program.
Yeah. Well, the kids are learning anyway, out on the street or something.
I know that, but you see, they get a much more scientific definition out of the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example... I can't say these words on the radio. That's a bad thing about them. You can't have them in the dictionary. You can't say them on the radio. But I looked up the word teat in the dictionary the other day, and it's a cow's udder. And a teat is like a tit, and it's a more proper word for it, amazingly enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't figure Tit is a dirty word anyway.
Well, they are kind of nice, you know.
Right, definitely.
But just, you can't, you're not supposed to say things like that on the radio.
Oh.
I'll probably get letters from people.
And I'll probably get fired.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a guard, security guard.
You run into any trouble?
No, I ain't had no trouble since I put my uniform on.
How long have you been there?
I've been with the company 2 months.
Oh, with the company. They move you around different places.
Mm-hmm.
You like the work?
Yeah, I love it.
It is a high-paying, exciting prestige job?
No, it's not high-paying, and it's not all that exciting either.
Are you planning on staying with it, or
well,
is it temporary?
I'm trying my best to get on to the police department, either county or city.
Yeah.
And so far, I ain't going nowhere.
Have you had any police experience other than your security job?
No.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you out of high school or college or what?
Well, I got out of high school. That's just about as far as I went.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's plenty far.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that you're going to be a successful candidate for the police force. You got to keep after them.
Evidently.
Tell them they need you.
I got no pull, I don't think, to be honest with you.
Well, what you should do is put together a list of your qualifications, experience, your high school education, the jobs you've had, and get some letters of recommendation from different people. Put them in a nice package. Take it out to the guy who does the hiring for the police department. They'll at least think that here's a guy who tries to do a thorough job. You'll at least get that impression. That'll help you.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Do it. Start on it tomorrow.
Well, I thought about that, you know, but a city's having so much problems now, you know, you can't get on anyway.
Right. Well, I'm sure there will be problems, but why not?
You got a point there.
You have nothing to lose except a few hours of time that you probably waste watching TV anyway, and a few cents for stamps you take to write to people to get them to write letters of recommendation to you.
Right. That's not a bad idea. I think I'll do that, too.
Well, have a good night.
I like to say hi to a few people first.
Hi to a few people. This is like T-Bar V.
Yeah.
All right.
So I like to say hi to Junior Whitehouse.
You can't sit on my knee, though, on this show.
And Jim Brown.
Of course, some of the young ladies, the rule is different.
That's right.
Well, I hope those people heard that, because if they didn't, it's tough. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh, this is Wacky. Hello.
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 How are you?
Would you like to sit on my knee?
Sure.
All right. Okay, well, then if you sit on my knee, you can say hi to some people.
Say hi to who?
On the other hand, you don't have to.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
That's cool.
What's on your mind this morning?
This morning?
This morning.
Oh, yeah, it's this morning, isn't it?
Right. See, I'm ahead. You see, I get up pretty early. I got up at 11:35. That's pretty early in the morning, isn't it?
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes. The early bird gets the worm.
Really? My name's Gloria.
Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria Swanson.
Yes. Gloria Swanson.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've seen you in the pictures.
Yep.
Yeah.
Old story.
Well, what do you do with yourself all day? You go to school, work, or what?
No, I babysit.
Babysit? Are you out of school?
Yes, sir.
Is it a diploma or is it a dropout?
No, I'm not a dropout.
You finished.
No, I took my GED.
GED?
Yeah.
Well, then that means that you did drop out, but you decided that you needed this diploma, so you took a GED.
Yeah, well, see, I was going to go to England.
Wow.
And they made a special exception for me, let me take it.
Are you not going to England now?
Yeah, well, see, I'm pregnant now.
Well, that's a good reason to hold up your travel plan.
Yeah, and my fiancé got refused a visa from England, so.
How come? Is he a bad character?
No, they said that he might stay. They thought he would stay if he came.
They don't want him to stay?
No, I don't know, really. I guess it's just all the trouble they're having over there right now.
They sure are. Looks like they want the travel dollars from American citizens.
Yeah.
But if he's going to stay, then he'll take money from the economy.
Pardon?
And they need those jobs for their citizens.
Probably. No, he was just, you know, on a visitor's visa, but they still didn't give it to him.
I guess this is England night. Did you hear the first girl who called?
Yeah, she's my sister.
Well, that's why it's England night. She's your sister. Well, have you been to England?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather go back there.
You're an American citizen, too?
Yes, sir.
So, do you have dual citizenship? Is that the way that works?
No, we're American citizens, except my mother.
You select the one you want?
Yeah, I guess so, but I'd rather live in England than over here.
Really?
Yeah, people are a lot nicer, it seems like.
Well.
That's not right to say, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's all right. There's some pretty nasty people.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't know any of them. I like nasty people. I like to hear nasty things. I've got this perverted sense of humor.
Why?
I don't know. I'm an American, I guess. Did you hear the Byron McCrawford, the Byron McGregor record, The Americans?
Huh?
The Byron McGregor record, The Americans.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, wow. I'll have to play that for you after the talk show. See if I can find that over there. Oh, it's a great thing.
Really?
Yes, I want to see if I can find that. You listen right after the talk show for this great record recorded by a Canadian, written by a Canadian, about the Americans.
The Americans.
And you'll find out just what great people we are in this country.
Really?
What with the Marshall Plan? Do you remember the Marshall Plan? I hope you get back to England since that's what you want. And I hope that the British can find the answer to their money trouble.
Really, I hope so too. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
And I hope the Beatles get back together.
I hope so too.
This is Wacky. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just talking to people.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
Oh, hey, can I say people's names over the air?
Say people's names? No, you cannot say people's names.
Well,
because you might say something nasty about them.
I'm just going to ask if you're related.
Oh, if I'm related, all right.
You know, Ricky Griffin.
Ricky Griffin. Now, if I said I was related, he might take that as a slanderous remark. He may not like me.
Are you?
Do you know Ricky Griffin?
Yeah, I know Ricky Griffin.
Uh-huh, the one that draws pictures and stuff?
Yeah, he draws pictures and cuts records.
And plays a guitar, yeah?
Yeah, that's him.
That's the same one.
You're related to him?
Yep.
Yeah, he said he was related to him. I didn't believe it.
Yeah, well, he's been known to lie before.
For real. Hey, did he ever do any good with that record he cut?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
You ain't?
Except that he did record it. That's all I heard.
Yeah, you know, he told me to listen for it on the radios and everything, and I never did hear it.
Maybe you listened to the wrong station.
Well, we always listen to Wacky, and I figured they'd have it.
You never can tell.
Yeah.
You never can tell. So what are you into?
What am I into? Meanness, usually.
Meanness? Do you beat up cats and dogs and stuff?
No, men, no women.
You beat up women?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, how do you accomplish this meanness? I've got to know.
How do I accomplish it?
Yes. There must be a way. How are you mean to people?
I don't know. I got a big mouth, I guess.
So, with your words, you're mean to people.
Yeah.
You say mean, nasty things.
Yeah.
Like what? Give me some verbal abuse.
Verbal abuse? Most of the stuff I couldn't say on the air.
Stuff in the dictionary. You ever looked up dirty words in the dictionary when you were a little kid?
Maybe a little, you know. I mostly just learned them.
Learned them on the street. You didn't get them out of the authoritative source dictionary.
No, well, my dad.
Oh, I just saw this neat thing here. Wow. Do you have a soft drink here? Do you have a soft drink at home, a carbonated beverage?
Yeah.
Well, get it. Do you have any grapes?
Grapes, no.
Well, you need a grape or a cherry or something like that. What you do is you shake the soft drink up a little bit. And you get a nice new grape and you stick it down on the top of it. Then you shake it up. Let's see if I can make it do it. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It popped out of the top of it. Let me do it again. That's neat.
Well, how you doing that?
You put the grape, you stick it in like a cork in the top of the soft drink. Then you shake the soft drink up a little bit, and then the pressure builds up from the carbonation and just pops it right out of there. Did you hear that? Isn't that neat?
Yeah, where'd you get the grape at?
Wow, I've got some friends down in the studio tonight. Millie's here and the handicapper, and they brought down some grapes. This is neat. This is a handicapper discovery.
Yeah, tell Millie I said hi, you know.
I'll tell her. She's right over. She can hear you.
Because Millie's a nice lady, man. I used to listen to her whenever she used to call up all the time.
Yeah, well, we're going to have her back on giving psychic readings in a little while.
Yeah, I was freaky whenever she used to talk about that. I'd have nightmares.
Nightmares. Nightmares from Millie. That could be a new store. Nightmares by Millie. That's got a ring of class to it.
Yep.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a good night.
See you later, Mike.
All right, 583-8803-589-WACKY. We do have open lines this morning. Hello.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine.
There you are.
Yes.
Are you on the talk show?
You're on the talk show.
I am on the talk show.
You am on the talk show.
I am. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Sounds good. Looks like you're talking about travel tonight.
Talking about anything.
Anything. Tell me something. I heard on the radio yesterday about Dave.
Dave.
I was calling with him, and he was saying about this weird experience he had last night where this guy comes up in a wetsuit and requests a song. And I was wondering, and he also said y'all had bulletproof windows. or glass, rather.
Yes.
And I was just curious, what is the, if you remember it offhand, what you thought was the weirdest thing you had encountered?
The weirdest thing I have encountered?
I mean, the weirdest thing.
Here at the station?
Yeah.
Well, it had to be the night that the Demon of Love came down. And, well, I can't tell you what she did.
I think I've heard that story, though.
But there are some people here in the studio who know what the Demon of Love did, and you can hear their reaction.
Right.
And the Demon of Love, I must say this, lived up to her name that morning.
Did she?
She did.
Indeed, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're talking about travel tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're talking about travel tonight.
That's right.
The only place I've been to is down in Mexico.
Well, I can tell you this, the Demon of Love's been all around the world.
Has she?
Yes.
Which world?
Well, you'll have to ask her that, if she ever calls back again. She hasn't called for a while.
She hasn't.
Mm. You say you've been to Mexico?
I have been to Mexico.
What's it like down there?
It depends. You know, a lot of people go just beyond the border,
mm-hmm.
and they see the crumb and the filth and this and that, and they don't like Mexico. But I went all the way down to the Yucatan Peninsula. And down to Merida, and I just really had a tremendous time, and that's what I call seeing Mexico, and I'm really looking forward to going back, and I don't know, it was a really good time. Was down there for 5 weeks, and of course, I never was able to forget that I was an American, not that I wanted to, but something I always warn people going down to Mexico, I keep on saying, don't you ever forget that you're a gringo, you know, which is a grease bag for us, you know, and because I tell you, like this one time I went to this place, and they... three different times gave me three different prices for three things. You know, it's just all sorts of little things like that, but the people are interesting, and there are different traditions, and like their concept of virginity, and if you want to get into that. And
well, what about their concept of virginity?
Well, it's strange. You to go out on a date, for example,
mm-hmm.
first off, you don't kiss the girl goodbye until about the fifth or sixth date. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Yeah, well, and also, they just really... they have a strong concept, and in order to go out, you cannot double, or rather, you cannot go out alone. You know, you have to either double, or get this, or you have to have her little brother.
Chaperone.
Or chaperone, right, some kind of chaperone. And I think the only time when you can actually go out, alone is when you are what they have called a noviosco,
mm-hmm.
whereas you're considered a boyfriend and girlfriend with intentions of eventual marriage.
That's amazing.
Yes, and they also believe that every American girl has lost their virginity.
Yes, well, a lot of them have.
Well, indeed. However, it's something, because, like, I was down there with a female, and we would be walking along the street, and two or three of us would, and we'd encounter, these Mexicans, these guys would give us a double look, because you know how it looked like with one girl and three guys, which was something, and... I don't know, it was kind of interesting, and, the girls would get their, kisses blown to them and stuff like that, and I don't know, it was a really different kind of life, different kind of food, and that's for sure, Montezuma's Revenge and all that.
Wow, I always had the impression that Mexican women were all hot mamas.
Let me tell you, they're big mamas anyway.
That's probably an ethnic slur, we'll hear about it.
Yeah, I bet we will. What you been up to tonight?
Well... not a whole lot. Just thinking about stealing and the dictionary and stuff like that.
Stealing a dictionary?
Just stealing and the dictionary.
Stealing and the dictionary.
Okay. Did you ever steal anything?
Yes, I did.
What? Tell me about it. I got to hear about this.
This was a really emotional happening. I think it was when I was maybe about 10. I walked into a drugstore and I stole a pack of gum.
You got away with it.
Got away with it, but, I won't tell you where I put it to get away with it. Anyway. Well, I mean, who in the heck is going to frisk me there? And all right.
Well, it's all right. You can confess completely. I'm sure the statute of limitations is up.
Well, what entered my mind was as I was walking, away about a quarter mile from this place, I realized that it was Sunday. I thought, oh, no. But besides that, I've been fairly honest.
I've got a confession to make. When I was 13 years old, I went to the Walgreens store over in New Albany, and I stole... I did it with some help. I didn't do it all by myself. I stole a 35-cent magazine.
Oh, heaven.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. This kid that was with me was a bad influence.
And was it anything good, like a Playboy? Or?
No, you couldn't buy a Playboy even then for 35 cents.
Chuck, if you're going to rip something off...
It was a Mechanics Illustrated with plans for how to build a helicopter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I always wanted to build a helicopter.
Sounds good. I had a friend in high school who told me about this ripoff over at Sears. Over on Shelbyville Road, and it was about these guys coming in, and they're looking at a mini bike, And this one guy has a pitcher and a cup. And, you know, you think there's Kool-Aid or something delightful in the, you know, pitcher. Turns out there isn't Kool-Aid, but it was gasoline. And this group of about five or six guys get around this mini bike, and they open the thing up, and they put the gas in. And, you know, it was towards the rear of the back where the opening was, and believe it or not, they started it up and took off. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, they had actually ripped off about a $200 mini bike in the store.
Wow, I know this guy, and he went to a local store that shall remain nameless. And he goes back to the appliance section. He gets a hairdryer or something, and he takes a box and he beats it up. And he takes a hairdryer out of it, beats it up a little bit, opens it, beats it up a little bit, takes the hairdryer out of the box, and he goes up to the service desk, and he tells him he bought the hairdryer a couple of days ago, and it won't work. Can he get a refund? And they gave him the money back.
That is silly.
Isn't that great?
I tell you, I used to work at a store whose name I won't mention also, and one time this some girls came in. This woman rather bought a jumpsuit, and she went out shopping to another store, and these girls, while she was buying her other purchases, picked up her sack. She was buying some shoes, and they picked up her sack, and they brought it back and said, I'd like to return this. Well, it so happens they returned it to the same woman, or the same, you know, seller that the original woman had bought it from. You know, and so, you know, this girl calls up the, you know, the supervisors and whatnot, and she just, you know, thought it was kind of strange, so... While this is happening, the woman finally walks back in, and she sees her jumpsuit, you know, wondering where it is. I mean, it's, the whole store broke out in total chaos, you know, and all the, you know, the execs were down there, you know, and the girls were just, you know, just screaming, and I didn't do that, or this and that, and, but it was something that, you know, they actually walked back, and it happened to get to the same woman and sold it to her, and they just raised chaos. They really did.
Amazing.
But,
well.
Yeah, it was something, I tell you, it, it's kind of interesting.
I thank you for calling, and I hope you have a good day.
Chuck, I hope I do, too. I got a test tomorrow for today.
Right. Mike.
Mike?
Mike.
Well, what happened to Chuck?
Well, he left the air at 2 o'clock this morning. It was a sad moment when he departed. Parting is always such sweet sorrow.
It is. It's very upsetting.
But he left at 2 o'clock, and I was left here.
I'm sorry I've been calling you, Chuck.
Do my job on the air.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job of it, and... good luck to you and all that stuff, and it's been, you know, it's been really terrific being open and confessing about our horrible shoplifting.
It's done great things for my soul.
Hasn't it, though?
Right.
Good talking to you, Mike.
That's a big 10-4 now. Or as the shady lady would say, no, we won't talk about the shady lady. Hello? This is Wacky. Turn your radio down and answer the phone.
Hello? This is Wacky. Turn your radio down and answer the phone.
Hey. I always like this thing. What we've got here is a person who's calling up with the intention of irritating me, which is easy to do, but I don't feel in an irritating mood, so I'll just say, hey, bug off! Listen to this. Did you hear that? That was a great comment. He went, bah! Thank you very much. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. This is the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. You ever steal anything?
Are you kidding?
Did you?
Of course I stole stuff.
Confess.
Oh, I'm not good. Well, statute of limitations? Fantastic. Sure, way back, man. Stealing is a matter of, let's see, your drive. What drives you to do it?
I'll tell you.
You'll tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you the biggest one of all. A heroin addict.
You're a heroin addict?
No, I'm not a heroin addict.
You're junkie?
But, do you know what you come up with in terms of ingenuity?
What?
When you need some money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you steal something. Just get on the subject for a minute. I got so much flack the last time I called about the Louisville Police Department from friends that recognized me on the air. It was unreal. It was unbelievable.
Well, the next time they catch you over here, they're going to pull your car over, arrest you, take you in the back room, and beat you with rubber hoses.
That's the kind of police department they are.
Hey, did you hear that?
You give them a little criticism, and that's what they do to you.
Did you hear that, Louisville policeman? This guy is a radical. I'm going to take care of him for you. Look at your radio.
You know, it's like...
Look at your radio. You're not going to get away with that. He said the Louisville police department... What a terrible thing to say. This is 79 WAKY.
Mike Griffin.
WAKY 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Wacky Kentucky and Weathermore rain this morning. Sky should clear today. This morning's low 44 up to 59 today. It's 49 now at WAKY. Hello?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I was just contemplating my next crime.
Your next crime?
Crime, yes.
What's your next crime going to be?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just have a reign of terror in the city.
Well, I tell you, there ain't no thief like me.
Really?
Really.
So you're the one causing high prices in the store for all the rest of them.
That's true.
Well, what's your biggest score?
3 cartons of cigarettes at one time.
3? That's $10, over $10.
Yeah. Almost $10.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know it.
That really is terrible. You're driving. I felt guilty about stealing a 35-cent magazine.
I don't smoke.
What do you do? Sell them to winos for $2 a carton?
I see me and these guys go in there and to a store that will remain unnameable. And we'll go in there and we'll walk up, buy a Coke or something, and buy a bag popcorn, or just anything, you know. And all of us will come out with 3 cartons of cigarettes at one time. There's about 5 of us.
So the store gets ripped off for about $30.
Really?
No wonder the prices are high. No wonder businesses are going under. Why do you do it?
I don't know.
You don't know why you do it?
Huh.
Wow.
Really? Weird answer.
Now, do you need the money or?
No.
Just do it for kicks.
Yeah. See how long we can get away with it.
There's a lot of people that don't need to steal. They're just doing it for a relief from tension or something. Like executives.
Yeah.
They'll have tension all built up from a hard day, and they'll go down to a store and just some little thing, they'll think about stealing it, and they get all this other tension built up for stealing this little thing.
There's a secret to stealing.
Wait a minute. Then they pick this little thing up, put it in their pocket, and walk out of the store, and when they get away, after they're sure they're clear, there's a great release of tension, and a lot of them use it for relieving this tension.
You know, there's secrets to stealing.
Really?
Yeah. You never walk into a store and intentionally steal nothing.
Just spur of the moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know I'm going to do it when I go in there, but I don't know. It's just timing. All of a sudden, you know, it's there. And I got them. It's like, you don't ever want to go into the store and not buy nothing. How would you feel if somebody walked in your store, walked around to the back department, and walked out? You'd figure that person was awful suspicious, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I've done that a number of times.
Yeah, but, I mean, not stealing something, right?
No, not stealing anything.
Yeah, but if you come out with something and you slumped over or something like that, they're going to think something about that, ain't they?
I guess they probably will.
But if you go in there and buy Coke and come out slumped over, you may not think nothing. Or you go in there and, anything.
Did you see movie Paper Moon?
No.
Oh, I was wondering what you thought of their technique. Well, brother, I'm going to call upon you this morning to put your hands on your radio right now. Get down on your knees. I want you to repent of this life of crime.
I'm sorry. Repent.
You're
sorry.
He's sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's sorry.
Hey, I got a question for you. One question.
One question.
What's that beep inside my telephone?
That means that you're on the Wacky Talk Show.
That's the Wacky Talk Show beep.
Yeah, that's the Wacky Talk Show. Now back to your repenting. He's repented right here on the Super 79. We have a salvation. I can tell you're going to go straight now.
I'm sorry about all of it. I do get kept.
All right, let's bring the music up for a few bars. Now go forth and sin no more.
Thank you.
Have a good night. 583-8803, 589. There he is, back again. Our friend, he's got another station on. I wonder if that's our competition. I hope not. Gee, if we had them on the air, they'd be terrible. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good.
Okay. Hey, Mike, this is Tony. How you doing?
Tony, how are you, Tony?
Okay, you don't know me, but...
What part of the city are you calling from?
Huh?
What part of the city?
I'm over here in... I'm staying in my grandma's right now because I'm going to UEI.
Over the river and through the woods. To grandmother's house. We go.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just called up. What is it? Oh, yeah. You know the movie The Omen?
Yes.
Did you have the capacity to withstand that?
Did I what?
The movie, The Omen. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. I was thinking about some of that stuff like...
the thing in Revelations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really there.
That's supposed to be true, right?
Well, it's in the Bible. You can interpret it a whole bunch of different ways.
Yeah, really. like some guy, you know, I talked to it. Well, we got into that, and we, like, you know, discussing some of that stuff, and, like, I'm not religious or something like that, like, you know, like, you know, God's swearing and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. but, you know, I think, like, some of that stuff is really, it's really freaky out, you know what I mean? Like,
well, brother, do you have a Bible this morning?
Well, I think I could look one up.
Can you find one real quick? I want you to look up Matthew, the 24th chapter.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not kidding.
You really want me to look for
it's
a
time
Bible?
For our lesson in religion this morning.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You want me to look for a Bible?
Yes.
Okay, you want to hold the line?
I tell you what, I'll put you on hold and I'll come back to you after the next call.
Okay,
All right. This is going to be exciting. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Get your Bible out. Underline those scriptures. We'll be back. This is Wacky. Hello.
Matthew, the 24th chapter.
There he is. Boy, the guy's quick with a number, isn't he? This is Wacky. Good morning.
Y'all having a talk show?
We're having a talk show.
Really?
What are
y'all talking about?
We're talking about, we're talking about anything. Anything you'd like to repent of this morning?
Oh, wait a minute. Put your phone out. Come on.
Hey.
Put the phone out.
That's pretty good. Pick the phone up. Hi.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who's calling?
What y'all talking about tonight?
Well, who's calling first?
Mac. Yeah.
As in truck.
Yeah.
Hey, what part of town are you calling from?
Huh?
Which part of town?
West End.
The West End.
Yeah.
The West End. Well, what kind of work do you do?
What kind of work I do?
Yes.
I'm a machine operator.
What kind of machine?
Make a restaurant, you know, patties for restaurants.
Hamburgers?
Nah, the little butter patties.
No, I don't know. What is it, something like bread product or something?
No. It's,
Oh, the butter. Like on the little piece of paper.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have a machine that does that?
Yeah.
Wow. What company is it you work for?
Breakstone Sugar Creek.
Wow, that's really neat. What does the machine do exactly? Take a stick of butter and they've got a thing that comes down and slices it all at one time or what?
No, it's a big cube.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut it up in four pieces.
Wow. Oh, that's really neat. I always figured they had somebody back there with a knife.
No, they don't use a knife. It's all done by machine.
Well, what else exciting they have over there?
They make lamb furniture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's really neat. What exactly involved running that machine? Just have to watch it or what?
You have to study and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, that's really great. Any exciting things happen over there? A machine break down and butter squirt all over the room or something?
Oh, yeah. We had one blow up here and there.
What did it do?
Huh?
What did it do when it blew up?
Oh, it just popped fire.
Must have been neat. Well, I thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it. 583-8803-589-WACKY. Hello?
Yeah.
You got to find your Bible?
Yeah, I got my Bible here.
You got Matthew, the 24th chapter?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Must I? Okay. Temple destruction foretold. And, well, I can't read his words. And some about calamities.
Yes.
N-A-N-T-E-C-E-D-N-T.
I can't remember. Go ahead. Okay. Just.
And it says 29 signs of Christ coming to judgment. 42, the wisdom of watching. This goes on forever.
I know it does.
Wow.
But read the part where they ask him, what shall be the sign of the end of the world of your coming?
Which one's that at?
It's down somewhere in the 24th chapter. You see it?
I got the 24th chapter, but there's no subverts and all that on
it. Yeah, this all ties in with the omen, friends.
Really? It says right here, it says, watch therefore, for you know what your Lord doth come. I got a free sermon out there, people.
Yes, you never know what hour.
Right.
And it says,
Lord, you don't know when he's coming.
They ask, what shall be the sign of your coming, of the end of the world? And he says, there will be wars and rumors of war.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, read that part.
Yeah, okay. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Now, what do we have in the world today? War and rumor of war? All right, go ahead.
Oh, no. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and Pestilence.
Pestilence. What do we have in the world today? Famine. Look over in Africa. India. Famine. Famine. Europe is going through a drought. They're buying up our potatoes. 20% of our potato crop, which was meant for the United States, is going to Europe. And what's going to happen? The potato prices are going to go up.
I'm talking about earthquakes, too.
Yes, earthquakes. And what are we having in China?
Earthquakes. Okay.
What do we have on the screen in the movie houses on TV this past weekend?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what else does it say?
All these are beginning of sorrows.
Yes, the beginning of sorrows, friend.
They shall deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you.
Yes.
And you shall be hated for all nations for my name's sake. Whatever that means.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason why I was getting there, I guess that the movie is based on true facts, right? Supposedly.
Well, they're based on one interpretation of what's in there.
Right.
I've talked to ministers about that, and they come up with all kinds of different interpretations of that.
Really? Okay. I think in the movie, I heard somewhere, now a friend of this told me, that the world's supposed to, like it says somewhere in here, that the Lord shall return in 2 days. Okay, approximately biblical terms. A day is supposed to represent 1,000 years.
Right.
So that means about a year, 2,000 or about.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be back. And that's not very far off.
Right.
If you think about it. I got preaching because I don't believe I'm saved,
There's been people who've done whole interpretations on the Book of Revelations and the New Testament and different prophecies. And one of the interpretations is that the countries of Europe, we see the beginnings of it now, they say in the common market, will unite and form one common country, and they'll be ruled by a guy who will be the beast in Revelations. And his number will be 666. Now, in the movie, The Omen...
That stands for the son of the devil, right?
Well, supposedly.
Right.
In the movie The Omen, the little kid was marked by 666, but
right.
Who knows what it'll mean?
Well, I feel like in the future, right before the end or something, that you'll have to have a stamp or a brand of some sort saying 666.
Right. Everyone will need to get the mark of the beast, or they'll be able not to either buy
or
sell.
Trade or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, they say approximately also it's like if you don't have it put on that you should be saved or something like that.
Right, but all I say is who knows, who knows?
Really? No.
Now turn back to Genesis chapter 15, I believe that's the correct chapter.
Back?
Yes. We're looking for the story of Lot.
Huh?
We're looking for the story of Lot this time.
Is this still in the New Testament?
This is in the Old Testament, the very first book of the Bible.
Oh,
Genesis.
Genesis.
Aren't I being religious this morning?
No, imagine. Hey, this is people think I'm probably crazy sitting there talking about all this stuff.
Yes.
I think it's interesting, really.
This is a top 40 station. We shouldn't talk about things like that. People want to hear sex.
No.
That's why we play this music. You are the one.
Let's see if we can find your form.
Want to make love? Come flick my bit. People want to hear about sex. They don't want to hear about this. But the story of Lot is great. You see, Lot is up there on the hill with his two daughters after his wife has been turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back when the Lord told her not to.
Mm-hmm.
And Lot's two daughters think that they'll become old maids. They'll never marry, never have children. So they get their father drunk, and then one of them goes in and seduces him while he's drunk. He didn't know what he's doing. And then the second one goes in and does the same thing, and they get pregnant.
Oh, no.
It's amazing.
Horrible.
Well, anyway, that's back there in Genesis. I think
I got it right here.
You find that?
Chapter 13 or something. Abraham and Lot part.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit after that. So if you start looking 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there.
Wow, Abraham the vision.
A lot of good stuff in there. David and Bathsheba, that's a great story. David saw Bathsheba bathing in a stream.
No, dear.
And lust filled his heart. So he sent Bathsheba's husband to fight on the front lines where he knew that he would be killed so that David could have Bathsheba.
Are you reading this?
No, it's in the Bible.
I know maybe you have one there with you or something.
No, I should have brought it.
Huh?
But like that dictionary, where there's people who want to take some words out of the dictionary in that school, there's been people who wanted to take these parts out of the Bible, but they're in there.
Oh, no.
A lot of good juicy parts in there that people could be reading.
Something worth chewing on, ain't it?
Right. Well, I hope you find happiness with your Bible.
Okay.
That concludes this Bible lesson. Have a good night. This is Wacky. Hello.
Okay.
There. Here he is back again. At least he's getting the religion, folks. This is Wacky. Good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Good. I listened to your story about stealing.
Yes.
And remembering the time back when I was in seventh grade, cracked up when I remember this, too. You know those big $3 cards?
$3 cards.
Or rather, the huge dollar cards that you can buy in stores.
What, you mean like birthday cards and stuff?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But they're really long ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was back in seventh grade, and it was Valentine's Day, and I wanted to get my girlfriend a card. And I came across this really big, mushy card.
And I thought, wow, you know, I would really like to go to that. And I mean, this thing was huge. And so I decided I didn't want to spend a buck on it. And here, I can believe where I put this thing, but I had a sweater on at the time, and I put half of it up the front of my shirt. And, you know, in seventh grade, I was only about, you know, like, what, 4'9"?
Mm-hmm.
And I put the other half down into, you know, into my pants.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it. I mean, this card rack was right in front of the door. You know, I actually stuck that thing down or up in there and walked out with this thing. In fact, I even went up to the register. You know, at that age, I was paranoid, and but that was the only time I'd done it. And I walked up, and I bought something, and evidently nobody had seen me, and I just couldn't believe it. I walked out like a stiff board, you know. Of course, I never did tell my girlfriend how I went about and got that card.
I hope she's listening.
Oh, I hope she is. That'd be something.
Did you ever feel remorse later? Were you sorry?
Yes, was.
You were sorry?
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't exactly feel terrific about it, you know. But, it was wrong to do. But, now that I look back, I don't really feel guilty over it. I don't know. I'd say for the majority of people do it anyway.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't feel guilty about it now. But
I don't.
You should
don't.
Feel like you wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not about to go out and commit suicide because of it. You know, anything like that either.
But now you know one of the reasons why that card cost $1 is because people stole that.
Really, I guess so. That was something, though. Hurt like heck, but I got it out.
Mm.
Walked out of there.
So you've not taken anything since?
No, I haven't.
Mm. Well, I've pilfered a few records here at the radio station. I hope, yes. I've pilfered some paper.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Any stamps or staples or anything?
Yes, stamps. Yes, of course, stamps. Staples.
How about your WAKY pen?
Yeah, I got one of those. Let's see. Got to make up a list. It's got to be, you know, $100 or so over the 5 years, 6 years I've been here.
5 or 6 years you've been here.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Records
take it from your business instead of, you know, going out and...
Sure, it's all in the family. Records mount up fast. They get plenty of... They don't need all the records they have here.
Yeah, well, who's going to miss a few anyway, right?
Terrible.
I wonder if your boss is up right now.
Well, if I'm not back next week, you'll know.
Right.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. This is Wacky. Good morning. Wow. We... I had some time. I'd wait for station identification. Be curious to know what station that is. This is Wacky, but somebody's playing music. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hi. This is Alicia.
Alicia.
Uh-huh.
Alicia.
What are y'all talking about tonight?
Alicia, we're talking about sin, violence, crime, sex. We're talking about everything, Alicia.
Well, when I turned on the radio, I heard you talking about the omen.
Yes.
And the mark of the beast and all.
Right.
Well, I have an article here out of the Moody magazine. Have you ever heard of that? It's a religious magazine.
No.
And it's dated March 1974.
Are you a religious person?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. I was at one time, but I've kind of fallen off a lot.
Well, let's hear about it.
Well, it's... Dr. Hendrik Elderman,
mm-hmm.
chief analyst of the Common Market Confederacy, announced today from Brussels that a computerized restoration plan is already underway in the aftermath of world chaos. In the crisis meeting, which brought together scientists, advisors, and what CMC, Common Market Confederacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leaders, Dr. Elderman unveiled the beast. And the beast is a gigantic computer that takes up 3 floors of the administration building at the market headquarters. And the monster is a self-programming unit that has over 100 sensing input sources. And the computer experts have been working on it to plan computerized of all world trade.
Wow. That's really neat. That fits right into that prophecy.
Uh-huh. And this master plan involves a digital numbering system of every human on Earth. And
wow.
A computer would assign each citizen of the world a number to use for all buying and selling to avoid the problems of ordinary credit cards.
That's really neat.
And the number would be invisibly laser tattooed on the forehead or the back of the hand. And it would provide a walking credit card system. And the
wow.
number would show up under infrared scanners to be placed at all checkout counters and places of business.
Well, if they ever do that, I'm sure I'm going to take that number.
Well, you've read Revelations in the Bible, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, it says that, you know, down here in the rest of the article, it says if you don't take it, you'll be forced to, or you'll conform to their requirements. And Secretary General of NATO said in one of his speeches, We don't want another committee. We have too many already. And what we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all people and to lift us out of economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, be he God or devil, we will receive him.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible?
So the beast is a computer and he's already here.
Well, I heard something. My mother-in-law, she tries to tell me that the beast is the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that the mark of the beast will come out of Rome. And I don't know how true that is, but have you ever heard that above the crown on the Pope's head, there's six digits, and there's supposed to be 666 in Roman numerals?
No, I've not heard that.
Well, that's what she told me. And being I'm a Catholic, you know. You know, I guess. She's not. She's Church of God.
Uh-huh.
And they're really into these things. Have you ever heard of them? Let's see. Speaking in tongues.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I've not seen it. Does she do it?
You can't really say, you know, I've seen people who were supposed to be doing it, and you can't talk against it, you know, if you don't understand it.
Right.
You know, it scared me to death.
So how do you feel about Catholicism?
Catholicism. Yeah. Explain it.
Being a Catholic, how do you feel about that?
I'm not into anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just believing in God, you know?
You just put in your time in church.
Right. I don't go to church that often. I work second shift where I work. I work at Krispy Kreme.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get to church too much. I work 6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
So I used to go to church quite a bit, but...
Well, that was a great article. I thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. We thank you very much.
All right. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hello? Wacky?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to get on the talk show.
All right. You're on. You're on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going good. Who's this?
This is Waddell.
Waddell, how are you, Waddell? It's been a long time since I've heard from you. A long time. Hello?
I'm okay.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just now realizing the fact that this is being taped.
Yes, taped 6 seconds and then replayed for broadcast over the airwaves.
Okay. Yeah, like, what are we getting into tonight?
Whatever. Whatever. Have you had any exciting experiences lately? Seen anything interesting in the newspaper?
Not really, but like... what I want to talk about is, I want to get into a regular conversation.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is about sex.
Sex.
Name what we're doing. See, I've been tagged on this talk show so long, I can't really believe that I'm on it now, you know?
You're on it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can hear it.
If you've never been on anything before, you're on this.
Okay. All right, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, it's whatever you want.
All right, well, okay.
I think we have a communication problem.
Okay, the thing I want to talk about, well, say I'm in sales with Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I noticed earlier that some guys were talking about the way they steal.
Yeah, isn't it terrible?
Yeah. Okay, now, I work part-time in Sears and Roebuck, and I also work with the Kroger Company.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, we really get down on shoplifters. Now, I'm working the Clarksville Kroger,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the Indiana theft law is a little stricter than across the river.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a lot more. Well, when we find somebody... I mean, it doesn't matter if it's over 2 cents worth of merchandise that has been stolen.
Yes.
We're gonna call the man, and he's gonna be there, and that person's gonna go down to the office, and we're gonna look into it and get the stuff filed right then and there. And the law is very strict.
Well, what's happened to some of the people that you've caught?
Okay, now this one lady, she was with her. She come in with her whole family now. You know, she comes in with her little kids, say, her little boy about 10 and another baby son. Okay, and she brings her best card around and do a little shopping. And on the way out paying for it, one of our checkers saw that she had a pack of cigarettes in her back pocket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the night co-manager, you know, he's happened to see it. Got her, told her we should come back in the back right there, and, you know, called the police, questioned her, and I went on before I got to see what happened to the den.
Mm.
And anyway, another lady said, well, that's really not interesting. You know, I wonder why I can't hear myself talking. I always hear what's going on 2 or 3 seconds behind.
Yeah.
But, and you're also talking about, the way the world's ending, you know.
Yeah, the omen.
Yeah, I saw the picture, you know. And it's a good flick, but,
the book was better.
The book is better. Mm. Why is it always the book's better than the movie?
I don't know. I guess it gets your mind into it, and you can imagine the people can look like what you want them to look like. The everything can be like what you want. In the movie, they just force feed it to you.
What? Am I ready up to that?
Now, at Sears, do you work on commission, or is it straight salary?
Well, I'm a straight salary.
Mm-hmm.
I work in the Green Tree Mall at Sears.
Yeah.
And I'm in a house where it's paying for electrical.
Yeah.
And I very seldom see someone, you know, stealing merchandise.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to stick a pressure cooker under your coat.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. But, it's nice, though. You know, and it's nice, you know, working in a place that you know is the number one retail store in the world.
Sears. Paul Harvey. Have you ever heard Paul Harvey's The Other Side of the Story?
Paul who?
Paul Harvey. Evidently you have. Anyway, he had the story of how Sears and Roebuck got started. And this guy went to work for a train. He swept up around a train station. And gradually he got himself promoted to where he was the head man there at that station. And he got into the business of importing watches from over in Switzerland and selling them to other people along the line. And pretty soon his business got so big that he quit his job at the train company and just went around riding and selling his watches. And finally he decided that business was getting so big that he needed to make his own watches. So he hired this other guy, Roebuck, who was a watchmaker, and they got a partnership together, and Roebuck made the watches, and Sears sold them, and that's how they started out. They sold out their company, and they moved to Minnesota, and I don't know, they did all kinds of things, and that's how they started, selling watches.
Yeah, but Harvey, Paul Hardy?
Paul Harvey, right. he's got a program on, it's The Other Side of the Story. It's pretty good. Well, I thank you for calling. Have a good night. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hello, is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Listen, y'all were talking about stealing long ago, right?
You want to repent this morning?
No, I haven't really stolen anything.
Okay.
Okay. But I like to say that stealing did break up my marriage. I was married for only about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it broke up our marriage partway, you know. And, like, you're stealing on the job, you know, bringing home money, you know. Like, we were in a little bit of debt, but not much, you know. But yet, it does break up a marriage.
What exactly, it bothered you that he did that?
Well, I just don't believe in stealing myself anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was little, I'd pick up a piece of bubble gum, you know.
Well, sure, you didn't know any better.
Right, okay. But now I just, you know, there's no way I could steal anything. And when he'd come home, you know, I knew we didn't have much money. And, I'd look in his wallet, and he had something like $15, $20 extra, you know. And I asked him where he got it, and he'd lie to me about it, tell me he got it some other way, in which I found out different, you know. And I just can't take that, and I asked him to please stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come home, he goes, I promise I'll stop, you know, I'll never do it again. And the next morning he'd come home with, you know, more extra money. And, you know, this happened 5 or 6 times, and I just said, you know, I wasn't going to try to hack it.
So what's happened to him now?
Well, he's still working there, and we're in the process of a divorce right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sex breaks up a marriage, too.
Now, what kind of divorce are you going for? Are you going to actually say what he did in court?
No. I just, you know, like, I'm not going to take him for anything. You know, I don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything at all.
If you took him, he would take it from somewhere else anyway, so. Indirect stealing.
Right. But it's just, you know, I just want to get out of the marriage, you know.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And plus, you know, y'all were talking about, well, you were not talking about it, but I'm going to ask if I can. Sex will break up a marriage, too.
How?
This is another part. Well, I mean, like, you know, before you get married, you know, if you've had sex, you know, that's okay. But before we got married, everything was fine, you know. After we got married, it was more or less, he said, I've got you, you know, there's no need for nothing else. You know, and it just wasn't any sex in our marriage because we got married.
No, the sex stopped?
Well, I mean, you know, every once in a while, but not very often, you know. Even the first week of marriage, it was, you know, really bad.
Did he play around on you or just stop?
No, he stayed at home and slept all night, you know.
Wow, the guy really is sick.
Really? So, I just thought I'd call and say this.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
It's 258 from 79 WAKY Louisville. Hello?
Yeah, I didn't know this. I didn't know this was what do you call it?
Talk show.
Yeah, but, you know, with the religious stuff and everything like that.
Oh, it's anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, talking about the Bible and everything else.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little bit like, what do you call it? It comes on early in the morning on television. You know, what is it called? It's not meditation, but what is it?
Oh, you mean I know what you mean. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, I know what to call it, though. Listen.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. This is Wacky. Hello.
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 What are we all talking about tonight?
Anything.
Anything. Yeah, well, I'm a security guard.
Yes.
One of the major malls.
Yes.
And y'all were talking about stealing. You know, a little shoplifting.
Right on.
Yeah. I just want to put in my 2 cents worth. You see, I know of quite a few people there is getting shoplifted a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not more or less people breaking in the back. It's people coming in through the roofs. And,
well, that's downright stealing. That's not shoplifting. I mean, shoplifting is stealing, but...
Right.
But, I mean, they're breaking in, you're saying.
Yeah. Well, one major thing, okay, going along the shoplifting line, is the way people are shoplifting now that they can... You know, I almost go to school for it. You know, they know how to do it so well. Like, I know one heavy-set woman, big woman, put a color TV set, small one, between her knees and walked out with it.
Did they catch her?
They caught her. She started running with it, and she never lost it until she ran up this dirt hill and it was a little muddy, and she fell.
That would have been something to see.
Really. But, you know, like they practice shoplifting a lot, you know, like that. Let me see. Like I know I went to school to learn, you know, how they do it. And they had this man and woman in the school. And they could take a man's suit that's, you know, the pants and jacket.
Yep.
And fold them up small enough to put in a woman's pocketbook purse without noticing it. You know, like about an 8 by 4 inch little purse.
You're kidding.
No.
That's not as amazing as a woman running with a TV set between her knees. How'd they know that she had it?
Well, they didn't know that she had it. She was doing something else along with it, you know. But from what I understand, she just walked right up to it and just rested down and took it up, put it up on her dress between her knees and took off with it. And she had practiced running with it between her knees and everything else, you know, for a long time before.
Uh-huh.
And, that's really something, you know.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, really. You know, some people go through, you know, to get some extra money like that.
That'd be worth losing the TV to see that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, if you saw it, you wouldn't lose a TV, I don't suppose.
Really?
Wow. Well, what happens to some of the shoplifters that you catch?
Well, the thing is, most of the stores that catch them, they don't prosecute. They just
scare them.
Kind of slap their hand and, you know, say don't come back in the store.
Yeah.
Then they leave that store and go to the one next door. So, you know, that's the main problem.
Do you ever take their pictures and pass them around?
Yeah, we've got some pictures, like of a woman pushing a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always her pushing a wheelchair, maybe somebody else in it, though, you know.
Yeah.
Different people in the wheelchair, but it's always her pushing it.
I guess you get a lot of stuff on a wheelchair.
Oh, really? Ain't no lie.
Wow. Well, I certainly thank you for calling.
Okay, along that line of that girl talking about, you know, sex breaking up the marriage.
Right.
I want to put my 2 cents worth. It's true, you know, because they're doing the same thing to mine. You know, I know how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got to say.
All right, thank you very much. It's 3:03 in the morning. And what an exciting show this has been. I'll be back next Friday morning with more action. Bill Popcorn Purdon will be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. with more action. And then next Friday morning, I will be here, and we'll have some more stimulating conversation. Well, I promise I promise that I would play this record. Well, for our English friends, I hope you found out the true story about Americans. We're great people, and I'm not too proud to tell you. We're the greatest people on earth. If this is your wacky big ticket number, let me get the wacky big ticket number. Number 287-248. Then you, my friend, have won a Hoover steam and dry iron from Kelly and Cohen. You got till 5 tomorrow to pick up your prize. Keep on rocking me, baby. It's 310 at WAKY. Mike Griffin, guy called up, wanted to hear some Ted Nugent. The best I can do are the Amboy Dukes. And Journey to the Center of the Mind. WAKY 317, Mike Griffin, Charlie Daniels, the Wacky Request Line. Gotta leave that long-haired country boy alone. WAKY 323, Mike Griffin going way, 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 way back. The Monarchs in this Ohio. WAKY 326, within 20 minutes, I'm going to give away a lifetime of music record library from Kelly and Cohen. 326, Mike Griffin, Orleans, and still the one. Orleans for JK of PRP. The Wacky Quest Line at 589-WAKY. Still the one. 3:30, 30 minutes after 3 o'clock, Mike Griffin got a record now for Lolita. Lolita, Lolita, Lolita!
If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Beach Boys at WAKY. 3:34, Mike Griffin. And if this is your wacky big ticket number, you have won a lifetime of music record library from Kelly and Cohen. Number 266-455. 266-455. Climb aboard an old-time steam locomotive and even ring the bell at the Kentucky Railway Museum. For more fun things to do in Louisville, check the Visitors Information Center downtown at 5th and Walnut. Drug abuse is one of the most pressing problems of our time. Information is vital. Call 583-8809. RIFF. Reading is fundamental. It's helping to get books in the hands of kids who have none. Help RIFF. Help the kids in our community. Take your old books to 1117 Southwestern Parkway. Wacky Kentuckiana weather. More rain tonight, but skies should clear today. This morning's low 44, up to 59 today. It's 49 now at WAKY. Wacky, Waddell and Kathy on the Wacky Request Line at 589-WAKY. If your big ticket number is 332-578, you've just won a CB radio from the Super 79. Mike Griffin here, 341, WAKY, 344. Everybody working real late this morning. Ah, got just what you need. Music by the Spinners, the Rubber Band Man.
The station that means music and more, WAKY.
And if this is your big ticket number, you've won $7.90, 104-699, 104-699. If that's your number, you've won $7.90. You've got until 5 o'clock today to pick your prize up here at the Super 79. Just come on and say, I won $7.90, and here's my number. They'll give it to you. WAKY 405. This weekend, get Chicago tickets on Wacky's Louisville Chugger Weekend. It's exciting. It's dynamic. Only on your Super 79. WAKY 408. This hour, at least three more wacky big ticket numbers. You can't hurry love, you just have to wait. It's 4:13 with Mike. Once a week is too much, Griffin. What an exciting morning this is. And this is yours, wacky big ticket number. You've won a dozen sweetheart roses from Tony's. 329-484. Pregnant, need a friend, unsure about family, school, medical care, someone does care about you, call the Plus Line at 948-0404 for confidential counseling about a problem pregnancy. The Louisville Y is a good place to know and belong. Call the YW or YMCA for information on joining. Climb aboard an old-time steam locomotive and even ring the bell at the Kentucky Railway Museum. For more things to do here in Louisville, check with your visitor's guide free from the Visitor's Information Center at 5th and Walnut. Wacky Kentuckiana weather next. Fairground. Wacky Kentuckiana weather. More rain tonight, but skies should clear today. This morning's low 44, up to 59 today. It's 49 at WAKY. WAKY 421 with Mike Griffin. Wacky's big ticket continues. Within 20 minutes, I'm going to give away a sharp calculator from Kelly and Cohen for a wacky big ticket number. WAKY, where this weekend you can get Chicago tickets on Wacky's Louisville Chugger Weekend. Johnny Burnett, WAKY, Wacky Super Gold, Wacky Only, 1961. It's 4:30, 30 minutes after 4 o'clock.
Mike Griffin flicking my pick in plain view right out here on the beautiful Liver City Mall. WAKY 439, Mike Griffin, if this is your wacky big ticket number, you've won a sharp calculator from Kelly and Cohen. 157-795. You've got till 5 o'clock today to pick up your prize, the Super 79. WAKY 447, Mike Griffin. Here is another wacky big ticket number, 155-264. If you've got that number, you've won a Fisher Ham. If you have what it takes, take the Coast Guard. See your new Coast Guard recruiters today, room 511, Post Office Building, Louisville, or call 582-5191. Recording for the Blind is the one nonprofit organization that provides free recorded educational books to visually handicapped kids. You can help by sending money to Recording for the Blind, Box 7733, Louisville. The Red Cross needs 1,200 units of donated blood each week. Won't you help? Visit the new blood center at 510 East Chestnut soon. Regardless of your race, creed, or color, legal assistance for the poor is available to you without charge for legal service. For information, visit the Legal Aid Society of Louisville, 315 South 4th Street. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, more rain this morning. Sky should clear today. This morning's low 44, up to 59 today. It's 47 now. W-A-K-Y. W-A-K-Y. Mike Griffin at 451. To get your wacky big tickets, send us postage for yours. Coming up with minutes, within minutes, I've got a steak dinner at Cliff Hagen's to give away.
Music and more. W-A-K-Y.
456 W-A-K-Y. Mike Griffin reminding you that Accept is for people. It's a nonprofit agency provided as a free community service. Let Accept provide a plan for you and your creditors. Call them today at 583-6704. If you're trying to cope with an alcoholic problem, then let the Alcoholic Information Center help. Call them today at 245-4134. If you have what it takes, take the Coast Guard. Key, you see your new Coast Guard recruiters today, room 511, Post Office Building, Louisville, or call 582-5191. And this weekend, get Chicago tickets on Wacky's Louisville Chugger Weekend, whatever that is. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, more rain this morning, but sky should clear today. This morning's low 44, up to 59 today. 49 now from WAKY. Good morning, WAKY. 508, 8 minutes after 5 o'clock at 49, headed for 59 degrees today. Magic Man, that's Hart from WAKY at 5:10 in the morning time. And if this is your wacky big ticket number, you want a steak dinner at Cliff Hagen's Ribeye. 284-598 for steak dinner at Cliff Hagen's Ribeye. WAKY 516, within 20 minutes, I'm going to give away a man's Spinel bracelet for a wacky big ticket number. WAKY 524, Mike Griffin, got 48 degrees in Kentuckiana. Stand by for a wacky big ticket number. Here's the wacky big ticket number, 294-217. If you have that number, 294-217, you've won a men's Spidel bracelet. 528, Mike Griffin on Wacky.
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairground.
From our direct line to the National Weather Service, Wacky Kentuckiana weather, a chance of light rain, a high today 58, a low tonight 45. It's 50 now at WAKY. WAKY, 533, the Beatles. The night before. WAKY 536. Mike Griffin, Keith Carradine. I'm easy. WAKY 545. Mike Griffin reminding you this weekend to get Chicago tickets on Wacky's Louisville Chugger Weekend. WAKY, if you have this wacky big ticket number, number 104282, you've won $7.90 from WAKY. You got until 5 today to pick it up. 552, Mike Griffin playing the Beatles, and gotta get you into my life. I love WAKY, the Beatles at 554, Mike Griffin on Wacky. WAKY 603, Mike Griffin for Bill Bailey. From our direct line to the National Weather Service, Wacky Kentuckiana weather, chance of light rain, high today 58, low tonight 45, 50 now at WAKY. WAKY, Steve Miller Band, keep on rocking me. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Come on, everybody, get up, get up. Some of you should be up this morning and are not up. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Ryan. brings you home again.
Are you planning to spend another winter in an apartment? Visit Penn Run and see Ryan Holmes' price as low as $28,000. Check your newspaper for details. An equal housing opportunity lender. From our direct line to the National Weather Service, Wacky Weather. Chance of rain, high 58, low tonight 45. It's 50 at Wacky.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. Hey, since right here the high today is going to be 58. What is the present temperature, for heaven's sakes? 50 degrees. Oh, well. Reed, what do you have for us here? Bill just...